Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
December 28, 1805. York unwell. Captain Clark pretty much repeats yesterday's entry. Sent out both hunters and saltmakers. He writes a short entry today.
Rained as usual. A great part of the night and this morning rained, and the wind blew hard from the southeast. Sent out the hunters and salt makers, and employed the rest of the men, carrying the pickets and so forth. The hunters sent out yesterday returned, having killed one deer near the seacoast. My boy York very unwell from violent colds, and strains carrying in meat and lifting logs on the huts to build them. This day is warm, and rained all day moderately without intermission. Captain William Clark, December 28, 1805.
According to Moulton's footnotes, the men sent out to make salt set up a camp at present-day Seaside, Oregon. It operated until February 21, 1806, and produced about 3 or 4 bushels of salt. The personnel varied at the site, but usually about 3 men were present. The first men sent out to make salt on December 27 did not return until January 5, 1806. The captains assumed they had gotten lost, but they were simply having a hard time finding a suitable site to make the salt. We'll hear more about that adventure later. Clatsop Indians inhabited winter villages at Seaside, moving from their summer villages around Point Adams to this area in the fall. Archaeological investigations in the Seaside area have mainly been conducted at 2 villages. The Palmrose site was inhabited from approximately 2,700 to 1,700 years ago. Occupation then shifted to the nearby Partee site, which was inhabited from approximately 1,700 to 1,000 years ago. Both sites contained abundant artifacts and faunal remains reflecting the littoral adaptation of the prehistoric inhabitants of the northern Oregon coast. Tomorrow, a whale on the beach.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.